We're doing a full-blown show today, as we always do, and I'm happy to see you in studio, Illinois State Travel Director Corey Job. Corey, how you doing?
Steve, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for wearing your radio clothes.
Absolutely.
Nice to get to dress up.
I wanted to make
sure
my tie was straightened up.
We actually do have cameras here in studio, okay. So people can't see you, so your mom will be pleased, I'm sure.
I made sure to shave this morning.
And that's a good thing, too. I didn't. So, Corey, nice to have you in studio. Look, the state is underrated as a travel destination, I think. I'm sure you agree.
I completely agree.
So the first week of May is National Travel and Tourism Month, and the Illinois Office of Tourism wants to encourage a little more, such as economic benefits, but sell it. What else?
Well, you know, we're out partnering with U.S. Travel Association. You know, Steve, the Americans leave. This is crazy, this number. 169 million vacation days on the table each year. Just think about that in terms of, you know, I leave a lot of vacation days on the table, and here I'm encouraging people to take their vacations.
People
and
don't
to
take
Illinois.
Their vacations.
Do not take their vacations. Just think about the health benefits, but I'm thinking about it in terms of the economy.
Well, yeah, it's a big deal for the economy. Big Dennis, deal. Did you and Suzanne do like a regular family vacation? Did you take time off the road even when you guys were touring all the time?
The funny thing about vacations for me is a vacation for me being on the road all the time was staying in my house and, you know.
Oh, that's a good point. Sure, if you're on the road all the time, yeah, staying
in front of the TV. But I just wonder, are the dogs still jumping and starving?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, there's something to see right there.
So there you go. Put it on the list. It's on your must-see list.
Must see.
How big an economic deal is it for the state when it comes to tourists coming here?
Well, just this last year, we welcomed about 109 million visitors around the state. That was $36 billion impact to the state. And then hotel motel tax collections topped nearly $265 million.
Right. And this is money we get to keep, kids.
This is money we get to keep that visitors are bringing into our state.
We're not having to collect it. We're not having to go through whether or not Madigan's wrong or Rauner's wrong. We're just doing it.
We're just doing it. Like we like to say, people put their heads in the beds, and that collects a lot of revenue for the state of Illinois.
Have you/we suffered with the negative national image of state politics? Do people go, I don't want to travel to Illinois anymore? Do we need to get the word out socially? What do we need to do?
Well, you know, Illinois is still a top destination. I mean, Chicago just announced numbers earlier this week, 52 million, another record-breaking year. We're right on par with the national average. 2.2% increase in visitors. We'll announce full numbers in July with our international guests.
Okay.
I think all the national attention we get on the late night talk shows is, in my opinion, free media for us. So
I like your attitude.
Illinois is always in top of mind one way or the other.
Oh, I like your attitude.
And it always helps, too, that there are free – check the website, too. There's free days at the museum.
Right.
There's all kinds of free things that the city offers, including the NFL Draft this weekend has a whole fun fest area for kids.
NFL Draft, and if you're a foodie, the James Beard Awards is here this weekend. Somebody must like us. The NFL Draft, second year out of New York, James Beard Awards, having it 3 years here.
Also argue one of the great places to go, and I know it's a big tourist draft. Drivers, the Lincoln Museum.
Right.
Lincoln Museum
yeah.
Downstate's phenomenal.
ALPLM just celebrated its 10th anniversary in Springfield. It's the most visited presidential library museum in the country. And I think once the Obama Presidential Library Museum opens here in the city, we'll have both of the top two experiences between presidential library museums. So it's pretty exciting. A lot of free activities here in the state. Great partners, great stakeholders here in the city and around the state. And we're just encouraging everyone to visit us this summer. A lot of unique, authentic experiences to see and do.
Got a website you want to plug?
Got a website, www.enjoyillinois.com.
And Dave, your favorite place to go is where?
Any of the ballparks.
Right.
Any of the ballparks.
Because you're such a one-track mind.
I'm sorry.
All
you asked
sports
me
to you.
It's an honest answer. I mean, where does... say Wrigley Field
sure.
rank among destinations.
Well, you know, it's always a battle between my office here in Chicago. We've got some Sox fans. I'm a diehard Cub fan. But Wrigley Field is one of the top tourism attractions for us to promote. You know, Navy Pier is the top tourism attraction in the Midwest. But Wrigley Field and what's already been happening there, I can't wait till the complete renovation is finished because it's only going to enhance the experience, and as we know, because of WGN, all the Cub fans all across the country, and it is a tourism attraction for us, and we promote it quite heavily.
And the money, again, is coming in for people to go, well, where's all the money go? Well, the money goes to the businesses. The money comes and goes
right.
to the businesses, and then the taxes that the businesses pay can help the state.
Well,
so there's your win-win.
Absolutely. When we talk about economic development, we added 8,000 new jobs over
That's
the last
great.
Few years. And what other business sector in the state's creating those type of jobs? It's the tourism and hospitality industry in the state.
Dennis, is there a place in Illinois you've never been that Corey could hook you up with? He'll drive you. He'll take you there.
I'll personally take you.
I don't get to see my bathroom that much in my house.
I can't help you there.
Well, you could.
You're the travel director.
I've traveled everywhere in this country. I've been in every city like about 25 times at least. There is no more beautiful lakefront than the city of Chicago, right. And all the little boats are out there, and and when it's like May and June, and all the people are congregating. Beautiful.
That's the word we want to get out. I mean, we love Illinois because we love Illinois. We love Chicago for the obvious reasons as well. So I want you to get on your social media. I want you to go to the website. I want you to call your friends and go, you come see me this summer.
Right?
You come
Absolutely.
To Illinois. And by the way, you're not staying at the house. Get a hotel.
Get a hotel we benefit. You know, one of my first conferences I went to, in Portland, there was a breakout session about coastal workshop, and I attended. And they said, "Why is somebody from Illinois attending this workshop?" I said, "Have you not seen our beaches and our lakefront?" And they looked at me like I was crazy. And then I began to show them pictures, and they were shocked by what we had here to offer. And
sure.
It's 20 plus miles, and it's like you said, on any summer day, there's thousands of people enjoying our free public access beaches and walking and picnicking. It's amazing.
Portland's nice. I've seen it, but, not like Chicago.
Chicago's the best.
I'm afraid not.
You know what, Chicago? We're friendly.
You know, and I was standing on the beach with Sarah Palin, and we could see Michigan from her tall. So that's the kind of vision.
Although San Diego isn't bad. Of all the other ones, that thing, that right around the thing, that's nice. But Chicago is still the best.
Yeah,
it's got
there's
pizza.
A law in San Diego. It has to be 73 and sunny every day,
know.
So that's positive. Corey, great to see you. Website again is?
www.enjoyillinois.com.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Steve. Thank you.